Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and we're talking fascinating person today, Adrian DeVita. We're going to be talking about a topic I've never heard anybody talk about, and yet it's huge and it's important, and it may end up being hugely important to you. And that topic is geek liberation. Adrian, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing great. We first met Adrian when she came to one of our seminars, the System Seminar. This was a couple of years ago. I think it was a good experience for her. It was a great experience for us to have her at our event. And I was catching up with her recently, and we were talking about the evolution of successful geeks and how they make the move from geeking for somebody else in the great geek salt mines and then learning about internet marketing, practical, real-world internet marketing, and then taking that geek power and applying it to providing internet marketing services, and then in some cases building their own businesses. And we've had several people make that evolution. I think Perry Marshall's probably the most best known, but David Rothwell is another example. He was an IT guy, got laid off after 9/11, and thought, well, what am I going to do? And he discovered pay-per-click, and the rest is history there. I think to a certain extent, Ben Moskal, someone we mentioned a lot in recent years, was an attorney, geeking away as an attorney, not really liking it too much, not really getting very well rewarded. And there's actually a lot of people that have had this path. So, Adrian, let's talk about your path. What were you doing prior to discovering the internet and internet marketing?
Well, I actually left home and joined the Navy when I was 19. I'm really old now, so that was a long time ago. But I actually wanted to be a yeoman in the military, and they said there were no open ratings, but we have this technical rating for you. And I said, I'm not a technical person, but I'll tell you what, there's a reason for everything, and that set the path for me to become a technical geek for pretty much the rest of my life. I've had some administrative jobs, been a legal secretary, but first and foremost, the technical background always came back to me. So I was an interior communications electrician on a ship, and then I quit my job almost 2 years ago now for AT&T. I had a fantastic job. I monitored 14,000 mid-range servers. Then I got my dream job. Took 13 and a half years to finish college, got my Bachelor of Science in Network and Telecommunications, got my job monitoring the entire internal network for AT&T, logged into thousands of routers and switches, loved my job more than anything. It was my dream job, made good money. I work night shifts because I'm a complete nighttime person. I'm a total geek. When the sun goes down, I'm wide awake. But they started outsourcing all our jobs at AT&T to India. I literally had to train 19 guys every night from India to take my job that I worked a very long time to get. I saw that pattern coming because in the other group where I was monitoring the servers, the applications, databases, and hardware, they started outsourcing their jobs to India first. And I said, you know what? I can't believe at this age I have to start a whole new career, but I have to do something because I'm about to lose either my job or my night shift differential, which weekends and nights was another 20% of my pay, and I couldn't afford to do that. So I started saying, I know how the applications, databases, hardware, everything resides on the network now. I know the network intimately. I wonder how the search engines read all this when it rides on everything on the network. I started buying course after course after course, and I definitely can tell you, Ken, that you don't need to spend the $250,000 I spent on internet marketing courses over the last 7 years. You can buy a few, learn it well, pick a niche. I was all over the place. I went to your seminar. It was almost 4 years ago now. I've been doing this for 7. And that was so meaningful to me because it was the people you meet. I've befriended so many wonderful people such as David Bullock, who I can call David if I have a question. He's an awesome guy. I mean, so many wonderful people I've met through the System Seminar. And you can't even put a price tag on your event just because if you are outgoing and gregarious and you want to connect with people and you have a lot of knowledge, it's the place to make good contacts. And I can't say enough about that. That was the first seminar I had ever gone to. I'm good friends with Jim Morris from NicheBot, who I met there as well. Met him on the bus going to the System Seminar from the hotel. Didn't even know who he was, so just a fantastic adventure, networking with people, learning what I know today, helping clients, and now doing very well for myself.
Well, let's talk about that. So how did you make the transition? What area of, first of all, let's address this basic question. there may be people on this call that have heard of internet marketing, have seen signs of it, have heard rumors of it, have seen evidence of it, and they don't know, is this real? I mean, is this a real thing? Are people really making money doing this? Is money really changing hands, or is it all a bunch of smoke? So let's address that first.
Sure. Well, that's a really good question because I did work, I ran PPC Classroom, if anybody had heard of PPC Classroom for Anik and Amit, just over a year ago. Had 12 wonderful coaches. We did a lot of webinars for them. I've done a course for Howie Schwartz, a PPC SEO course for Howie, wonderful guy. But let me just give you this caveat. Teaching almost 19,000 students how to do PPC, I would honestly have to tell you, there's a lot of hype, there's a lot of upselling, there's a lot of people marketing on their list other people's products, and you don't need all of those. I would have to tell you that the sad part is probably 99% of those students weren't successful, and here's why. They only teach you a part of it. They don't teach you the whole pie. Now, if you want to learn as a newbie how to do PPC, it would have been a great course for you. But the upsell at $400 a month, a lot of things that we weren't teaching and wasn't part of PPC Classroom was still missing. A lot of frustrated students, a lot of newbies gave up, and a lot of people lost a lot of money. So there is a lot of hype in the industry, and you do have to be very, very careful. You can learn basic PPC but just by listening to Google, watching their free videos. You can start implementing and testing for cheap on your own. Spend $20 a day. If you're setting it up right, you're going to start to bring in some leads, but it's all about your landing pages that you're sending the traffic to, the optimization, buying keywords. The number one asset I have for my clients and for myself is keyword research. And I'm so good at keyword research and so good at finding buying keywords. I cut out about 90% of the keywords that most people would put in their campaigns and also start doing organic link building for, because I know through my keyword research how to find really good buying keywords right out of the gate. So there's not one all-inclusive package on the internet today that I can recommend, but you don't have to spend many, many thousands of dollars to join a lot of membership sites. You can just get into a couple of them and learn it and start implementing. I know the biggest problem with students was that they were too afraid to implement. Well, maybe I still need to learn this. Maybe I can't start yet because I still have to learn that. That was my problem. For four years, that was my problem. I had to learn everything. Well, that hindered me from making a profit. So start taking action sooner. Don't underestimate or undervalue your skill sets once you do a course or read a really good ebook from one of the top guys out there. You can do it. It's not that scary. And once you implement it, that's when you start learning it and you get excited about the industry.
That's great. I really like the idea of, you know, get your basic education, which you can get from Google for free on AdWords, and start buying modest amounts of traffic, and just look at the results. And that's a great icebreaker, and it suddenly makes everything real. That way, when you start to look for more education, more learning, you already know what's going on. You don't know everything, but you know how the thing really works in living Technicolor. And now, as you get added information, you're able to apply it to something practical, something that's actually working. The point I'd like to make, tell me, you know, if I'm expressing this accurately, is there are a lot of companies spending a lot of money generating a lot of traffic on the internet, and one of the great opportunities for a geek-minded person is to get good at helping those companies generate traffic. Isn't that basically what you're doing?
Correct. That's exactly what I'm doing. I've been doing PPC for 7 years, but I'm also an expert at SEO as well. I found out a long time ago after going through this course, the next course, watching more videos and listening to CDs on the way to work than I can recall, that true optimization and true traffic can't be really had unless you have an optimized landing page and website with a good quality score. Get some PR on it, some PageRank. Become an authority in your industry. Build a website that looks more like a business site that looks reputable. You have to build trust in the mind of the consumer. If the trust isn't there, you're not going to convert as well. But when you have SEO inclusive on your site, whether it's mirrored because you want to track PPC traffic, and you're being careful to put the Googlebot code in the source code so you can still get the quality score without just saying, you know what, don't index me because I don't want duplicate content. There's certain codes you have to put on there that are still going to get you a good quality score. When you combine the SEO with the PPC, I mean, you're going to take your campaigns to the next level, and you're also going to be able to do some link building and get organic traffic. I mean, why get 30 to 40% of the PPC traffic when you can get 100% of it with being in the number one position for PPC, being in the number one position organically, which, by the way, that's all that matters is the number one position organically, and getting, if you're doing geo-targeting, the Google local business listings, which used to be free, but now Google's charging $25 a month for tags, which, you know, Google always wants more revenue, so.
Well, you know, for some people that are new to the particulars of internet marketing, some of that may seem a little bit technical, but for people that already have a little experience in internet marketing, Adrian's giving you a really good big hint there on how to really maximize the revenue of your business or anything you do, which is combining your bought traffic, your pay-per-click traffic, AdWords traffic with SEO. Very, very few people do that. We were just talking before the call. It tends to be a big divide. People either are really gung-ho for SEO traffic, and that's where they put all their energy, or they say, hey, I can't deal with the SEO. Forget about it. I'm just going to buy my traffic and convert it. You know, perfectly valid, but you know, why not take it the extra mile and get the better deal on your pay-per-click traffic by having better search results and search rankings? That could be a whole seminar. That could be a whole, actually, multi-month.
It definitely could be many hours.
Yeah, but that's a big hint for whether you're experienced, you just got something really important. If you're new, just file away what Adrian said, and someday it will be valuable. But the point that I want to come back to is, any industry you can imagine is on the web now, and they all need the same thing. They need qualified traffic coming to their site, and wouldn't you agree? Most of them either are clueless about how to do it, or they've already made the decision that, look, we can't develop the expertise in-house. We've got to go out and find somebody. And this, I think, is the big opportunity for geeks. Because, you know, geeks already understand how to work. They already understand how to deal with technical systems. They're not intimidated by that. And really, all it is taking that proclivity and that aptitude and that experience, learning SEO from a good source, learning pay-per-click from a good source, and then going out and making traffic services available. And, I mean, aren't you the most popular person at an internet at a business party? You know, when the subject of, hey, we've got a website, we're getting no traffic.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
I usually can never go get another drink or go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
I want to give your members a really good, valuable tip, and this is kind of off the mark. I've literally logged into it. I don't know, 1,000 different people's campaigns. All those students that set it up, I would have to review their landing pages and review their campaigns. I saw what keywords convert over and over and over again. Never have I taken a keyword from a student or a client and gone and started something for myself. I'm a very moral and ethical person. If I want to do something, I'm going to get into something completely different and test it on my own. That's just who I am as a person. But I had so many people say, well, where's the money? Where's the CPA offer? Where's the best affiliate offer? How can I make money? How can I spend a minimum amount on PPC and still make money? I'm just going to give you a tip if you want to write these down. These are the most lucrative markets you can get into. And when you implement a PPC campaign and put a little bit of source code in there that's related to that one theme, after you've done some really good keyword research, put about 500 to 700 words of unique content on each landing page. And there's some code you need on there for Google and MSN and Yahoo, but we don't have to get into that. But I just want to let you know, when you're looking for any CPA offers, any affiliate offers, when you're doing lead gen, stick with the financial industry, the real estate industry, the health industry, and I didn't say healthcare, although that is lucrative, but there's a lot of things changing. So I'm hesitant to tell you to build something long-term for the healthcare industry right now with what's going to change next year. I mean the health industry. I did an interview with Vince Del Monte, who has his own fitness, has the best affiliate program I've seen out there. If you want to look at VinceDelMonteFitness.com, awesome affiliate set up for all his affiliates. It makes it very, very easy for you. So the health industry, working out, bodybuilding, weight loss, weight gain, you name it. Anti-aging. Anti-aging is a huge market with baby boomers. Lawyers, lead gen for lawyers. Weight loss, with the weight loss industry is enormous, and also any type of business opportunity. I just wouldn't do something like a work at home business opportunity, because most of them are scams, and I don't believe in doing anything that rips people off. So stick with those: finance, real estate, health industry, anti-aging, lawyers, weight loss, and any type of good business opportunity. And here's how you want to test that. You're only going to do that on the content network. You're going to do the content network. You're not going to do search, because you're going to lose your shirt. Then from the content network, when you run your campaigns, $20-$25 a day, you're going to go through money quickly. Keep very theme related ad groups in the content network. Don't go all over and say, you know, wrinkle cream and fat loss combined. Just very theme related ad groups of 30 to 50 words. Put a good amount of negative keywords in your ad group. You can do broad as well as phrase match, negative keywords. Don't do exact match in the content network. Start testing. The more negative keywords you have in there where you don't want your ad to show, is definitely going to help you not waste your money. Then you pull your placement reports and find out where those conversions are happening. Either put a different 800 number on there to test phone numbers, or go ahead and put your conversion code on a thank you page, depending on what you're trying to do, a lead, sign up, or a sale, and then do some good placement reports. That information right there will literally save you thousands and thousands of dollars a year, and that's for PPC. And then what Ken and I were talking about is when you implement source code and keyword density and a good internal linking structure, depending on how large your site is, you know, if you have a 1,000-page site, you're going to need to have a good silo structure, but that's getting very technical, and I don't want to confuse you. But the tips I just gave you guys, I mean, I can't tell you how long it took me to learn that. Save you so much money, and you'll be able to do PPC and test affordably without losing your shirt.
That, you know, yeah. Now, there's two kinds of people on this call, people that are experienced, and they know that you just gave them tens, if not a couple $100,000 worth of hard-won
rights.
If you're a beginner, just listen to this over and over again, and it'll make more sense, you know, and use it as a filter. Huh? When you're out there and people are talking about stuff, refer back to this call and listen to it, because Adrian just gave you some solid gold. And the simple thing that everybody can grasp, no matter where you are in this field, is picking the right markets. And she just absolutely gave you the most important thing on earth, because, you know, there's a lot of things you can do on the internet, and you know, it's all interesting and it's all fun and it's all exciting. But when you're doing it for a business, there are certain fields, and she gave you the list to rewind the tape or scroll back and listen to it. She gave you the complete list of where the money is at when it comes to internet lead generation, making money from that. And there's a lot of different ways you can make money by becoming expert in traffic. One is become an affiliate or get involved in cost per action orders. Another is just to provide the service. You know, company pays you. And you're doing that right now and doing pretty well, I'd say, right?
I'm doing really well. I actually am turning business away, looking for good companies to refer my business to, because my friends that own their own companies, they can't take any more. I mean, the good PPC people, and don't get me wrong, there's a lot of bad PPC companies out there right now that won't even let you start your own campaigns in your own account. They put it inside their account. They lock you into a contract. They charge many thousands of dollars. And then when you don't want to use their services anymore, guess what? You have nothing. They have your Google Analytics data. They have all your converting keywords. You don't know anything. So make sure you find a reputable company that will let you have your own account where you pay Google. There's no upselling on that. Just be very careful that you ask those questions. It's very important that you have your own data. So if you don't want to retain them any longer for management, that you have your data that you paid for. It's yours. Be very white hat, very ethical. That's how I do my business. And just be careful about that.
That's great advice for business owners. I mean, this even extends to the level of domain name.
Definitely.
Oh my God, right? There are a lot of people.
Oh, nightmare stories. Nightmare. People have lost their businesses because they thought they owned their domain name, and the company's registered it for them for $9 or $10, and they own it, and their business is, the minute they stop, their website's gone, their business is gone, or they're forced to stay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. you know, again, you got some gold on this call, so definitely listen to this. Anytime you're engaging somebody, domain name absolutely you want to own. Your data you absolutely want to own. You never want to be in any situation where you can't just say with, you know, 30, you know, reasonable notice, 30 days notice, hey, it's been great, but, you know, we're going to try something else. You want to be free to pick up your marbles and go. And a lot of, you know, a lot of companies set things up so that you can't. Or if you do leave, you're leaving everything behind. So really, really good advice for the business owner.
Can I mention one other thing that's going to help people?
Sure.
A lot of people, literally, again, thousands, think they're going to become a millionaire from selling an ebook. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. Everybody's like, well, I have this, you know, 100-page ebook or 50-page ebook. I'm going to put it on ClickBank and I'm going to make a fortune. 99.9% of you are not. Please lose that train of thought right now, because you're going to get ripped off. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to get a good landing page, maybe hire a good copywriter for a few thousand dollars to write a killer landing page. And an ebook, a $20 ebook, is really just for lead gen. It's really just to build your list. There's so much free information out there today that they don't need to pay for an ebook. If you're going to include videos in there, then it becomes something more valuable. You can charge $97. You can upsell with a $500, you know, a $500 product, or do a monthly membership site. But I err on the caution of membership sites, because normally the average lifetime value of a membership site, if it's not a good one, is about 3 months. So don't do all that work thinking you're going to have people, you know, the lifetime value of your client is for a year, and it's really only 3 months at perhaps $37 a month. The money you do on the content network and all those industries, by the way, that I mentioned earlier, just do them on the content network. You're going to get better lead gen on the content network. Google has billions and billions of people with blogs and articles, and they're all on the content network, and that's where the AdSense is. That's where your ads are being shown. Implement banners. Get some good banners on there as well. But don't think your ebook is going to make you a millionaire. Be smart about it. Pay the lowest cost per click you can. Those people you're going to upsell on your autoresponder. You're going to segment your autoresponder list. Know who bought. Move them to the next list where you're segmenting them. You're getting their first name and last name. You're personalizing it. And then sell them the next upsell in your for whatever it is you're trying to sell. So that's just some really good advice for people that think they're going to become a millionaire, have no back end, have you know, an unsegmented autoresponder list, and they wonder why they made all this money up front and they're not making any more. So that's just another good word of advice for you.
Absolutely great advice. And there will be people, you know, who will take advantage of other people's naivety and say, oh, you know, ebooks are the way, you know, they're the way to go. And ebooks are just they're a link in the chain. You know, they're a way to separate the visitors from the buyers. You know, and then the key thing to all internet marketing, which goes way back to mail order, is you're looking for people that like to buy things by a certain class of things, like they're fishermen, so they're into fishing stuff, or they're, you know, coin collectors, so they're into coin collecting stuff. And, you know, once a coin collector, always a coin collector. And if you buy one thing, you're going to buy a million things. And that, so you're trying to get that first sale. And that's really the value of the low-cost ebook. And Adrian gave you golden advice there, too. Hey, Adrian, so let's talk to our geek friends. Maybe they're, you know, working at a job that, they love. Maybe they love it. They're good at it. But they see the writing on the wall, and they're thinking, well, how am I going to, you know, maintain my lifestyle if the pool of jobs, of things that I do, is shrinking and the competition is rising globally? It's amazing, you know, but let everybody know, too, we're having this call in the middle. This is not the bubble era where we're doing this interview. This is like in the depths of the hard times. And yeah, Adrienne's got to turn work away. She can't even send work to her friends because they're turning work away, okay? The world needs traffic to its websites, and there's a grave shortage of credible people who can learn the pay-per-click system and the SEO systems and use them to drive traffic. So, Adrienne, what would you say to people that are looking at this and thinking, well, is this viable? Is this real? If I actually get good at pay-per-click and SEO, is there really going to be work for me? Are there really going to be clients for me? What would you say to them?
Well, I would say everybody has something that they're interested in. Not everybody wants to become a PPC expert or an SEO expert. There's some people out there that English is my forte. I've been copywriting for 20 years, but I don't want to sit there and write copy for people, you know, till the cows come home. It's just too boring for me, becomes too monotonous. Organic rankings and PPC conversions are challenging for me. Those are the two niches that I've found you have to combine to get the most and cheapest traffic. But you might want to be an autoresponder expert, learn how to segment and funnel traffic. You might want to become an expert at copywriting. Starting copywriters that can write some really good copy can start out charging $1,000 for a long page for some, I wouldn't say too long like it used to be 5 years ago, but, you know, a decent sized long page, maybe three screenfuls of copy with good call to action, emotional triggers, good features, not just features, but list the benefits of how you're going to run with your kids again when you lose 50 pounds. Good copywriters are also hard to come by. Figure out your niche. There's so many nuances to internet marketing that you can find your niche, spend maybe $1,000 to $2,000 on some expert training, network with people, learn, join a local meetup, you know, start your own local mastermind group or do something where you can meet people, network at like the system seminar, and you can network with them and have a weekly call and just help each other out for free. Decide what you want to get into. The business is there. Internet marketing is booming. I don't see the internet going away anytime soon, and good help is hard to find. There's PPC companies looking for good PPC people all the time if you want to become an expert in PPC. Good SEO people, there's a million SEO companies out there, and I can tell you right now, most of them don't know any of the advanced techniques at all. They don't know how to build a website. Become an expert at SEO, but become good at the one thing you really want to do. There's just so many avenues, and there's definitely jobs out there for you. What I did is I worked while I finished college, while I worked night shift, commuted 140 miles a week, a day, a night, and then I also started my own internet marketing business at the same time. It's been 7 years. I'm not going to tell you it's been easy, but I made a lot of mistakes. I was all over the place. I wasn't focused. I didn't focus on one niche, maybe two niches. And when I did start focusing, the business started coming, and now I'm so good at what I do. I would have to tell you 90% of my clients are all referrals. I have $23,000 worth of organic traffic online for PPC keywords, and I can't even take on the business right now. So, you know, if you type in click space services or click services or PPC services or PPC service, you'll see my website is the number one organic ranking website. And that's just to show my clients, not only do I know PPC, but I know organic rankings as well. So I would just have to tell you that there's a ton of business out there. If you're worried about your job, pick something that you're passionate about that you love. I love what I do. I'm a total geek. I'm total geek, totally into what I do. Love getting my self rankings as well as my clients. And my clients, they're very happy with me, and that makes me happy because, I don't know, maybe I'm a codependent person. I want to make everybody happy, but I'm pretty happy what I'm doing. If you're not happy about it, don't pick that niche. Pick something that you know you'll like long term.
Great. That's all great advice. And boy, we were going to talk about just a few things, and this turned out to be a really expansive, comprehensive foray into really some very important stuff related to internet marketing. But the bottom line message is companies, you know, everyone sees the internet's taking over every industry. All that internet activity requires traffic, and all that traffic requires skilled people that can get traffic, or as Adrian pointed out, convert the traffic by copywriting or other means. So this is a real industry. We'd love to help you at thesystemseminar.com. Go there, and we've got a lot of free material that you can take and apply right away. Adrian pointed out that Google's got a lot of free material, you know, about AdWords. You don't have to start with something expensive. You can start with something really modest. Hey, Adrian, thanks so much for your call. I'm glad that you're on the road of geek liberation. You're actually far down the road along geek liberation. You've got a thriving private practice that's really growing, and now you're looking at even starting some businesses of your own using your knowledge. So that's taking it even further. So, Adrian DeVita, and your website for people that want to look into more about what you're doing is?
Sure. It's ppcrep.com. Right now, it's just P as in Paul, P as in Paul, C as in Charlie, R as in Robert, E as in Edward, P as in Paul, ppcrep.com, if you want to look just to see who I am. A final note, if you're not sure if there's going to be a job for you, if you get into this, go to careerbuilder.com, type in some keywords for that market, and look and see how many jobs are there of people looking for PPC or SEO or copywriters. If there's a lot of jobs available, then you know that's the industry for you to start studying, and you know there'll be a job for you. But, Ken, thank you. It's been a fabulous call, and it's really good talking with you again. And I want to thank you for everything you do. The system seminar was fabulous. It was a great starting point for me to connect with millionaires and like-minded people and excellent gurus that I'm still friends with today. And without you, Ken, doing this and giving us that venue and being so wonderful yourself, it wouldn't have happened for me. So I thank you very much.
Wow. Well, thank you, Adrienne. Thanks for being such a great student.
All right. Take care.